This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas, you can definitely feel it in the air. So merry, merry if you celebrate that holiday or one of the others. Happy Hanukkah, etc. Kwanzaa. We've got a list, of course. And I know people are hopefully in happy spirits because it is the season to reflect, look ahead, and hopefully have moments of contemplation and feeling good. Not if you watched your favorite team lose on Sunday, however. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. There's a lot to celebrate when it comes to the prisoner exchange, or is there? The former president, Donald Trump, came out swinging, and he said on his Truth Social platform that he wouldn't have made that exchange of the merchant of death, Victor Bout, for Brittany Griner. He wouldn't have done it. He said that when you look at the WNBA star and you look at that kind of a swap, he said, I turned down a deal with Russia for one-on-one swap of the Merchant of Death for Paul Whelan. I wouldn't have made that deal for 100 people in exchange for someone that has killed untold numbers of people with his arms deals. I would have gotten Paul out, however, just as I did with the record number of other hostages. Then some of the other reaction included, which I thought was interesting, and of course there was always that copycat possibility, but the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, he was part of the Sunday Swirl, that's the talking heads of opinions on the tube on Sunday, that's what I call that, and he said that it endangers other famous people. It's likely that other famous people would be taken hostage in other countries. He says, you know, you look at what examples you set up, and he said people of notoriety traveling abroad are less safe because of the Biden administration's deal with Russia, because it sends the wrong message to American enemies. He said that Pompeo, his mission was to always get every American back, but at the same time not create the risk that more Americans would be taken in. And there is no doubt that today, not just Vladimir Putin, but all the bad guys, the Iranians, those who hold Americans in detention, see that if you take a celebrity, the chance of getting one of your bad guys back out of American control is greater. So he says it's not a good policy. You know, Victor Bout, again, the merchant of death, was released from federal prison by the U.S. in exchange for Brittany Griner. That happened on Friday. A lot of reaction to that. First of all, she had been in prison, detained, since February. She was playing in Russia basketball because that's what a lot of WNBA stars do. They play in other countries, and Russia is certainly one of them. And she had a vape stuff with her that had cannabis oil, small amounts of cannabis oil in it, and which, of course, is illegal in Russia. And, you know, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, but a stupid thing to do, there's no doubt. She said she just forgot that she had it. And, boy, did that lead to a big unraveling. But it happened. She's out. I think there are parts of this that are a good thing, but I understand being careful about a pattern, and ultimately, what does that mean, right? Does that mean that there will be targets on more Americans' backs because of that? It's pretty difficult, right, to make those decisions, to try to make that happen, but it happened. So you could see the wide smile on her face. I think it was good to get her. I mean, I think when you can get somebody, when you've got someone like her, Putin loved the idea of this. He was never going to make a a two-for-one exchange. So Paul Whelihan wasn't coming out unless there was somebody else in that deal, and they wanted a Russian spy. So what do we walk around? Hey, what Russian spy can we throw into this deal? And Bout is, he is the butcherer. He is the arms dude. There's no doubt about it. He was imprisoned for a reason in the United States, but this WNBA star now is back, right? Now is back in the U.S., and something had to happen. And any American that can make it home, that's a good day for America. She was in prison for less than a year. It was absolutely a priority to try to make it happen, and it did. And you got to think about this and the way the Russian policies are also toward or what we know to be happening as far as the gay community is concerned, because Brittany Grenier is black and openly gay. Is it a bad deal that the Merchant of Death is out? Yeah. But is it a good day when an American goes free? Yes. If there's a way to get them out, and you can get them out and get them out, then that's absolutely what you want to see. Absolutely. You know, I at one point shared a stage with Lisa Ling's sister, or we were both appearing at the same event and had a conversation, you know, with her. She and a friend were, of course, were captured by the North Koreans. And remember that whole release and trying to broker a deal and get her released and, you know, ultimately what that was like and the pressure to try to make something happen. And it was a good thing that she got released. And then, of course, there's questions about, well, how are you in that situation where you don't realize the territory you're in and all of that. But the bottom line is, for whatever the reason is, they're there, they're higher-profile Americans, and where do we draw the line in what we're willing to do to get Americans back? But once they're back, I think you get on board with the, hey, it's good to have somebody, it's good to have an American back who was being held in Russia, and she was absolutely held for other reasons than what they found on her, which was, again, a stupid mistake and should not have happened. But there was an example-setting kind of deal that was going on, and especially for Putin to play that power card in the middle of what's going on in Ukraine and that invasion of Ukraine in February, the timing of all of that and where that fell was not good timing at all for her. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about some of the weather conditions, because snow, accumulating snow breaking out across parts of the Northeast on Sunday and continuing into Monday. A lot of Interstate 95, big worries about that. A lot of winter weather advisories that are being issued into Monday morning for different parts of the Northeast. Did they get the horrific snow that was being advised? We're going to talk about that coming up next.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds, No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
That's the common denominator, weather and economics, right? And we talk about our lives, and I say this show is what's happening in your neighborhood and my neighborhood and the things that we talk about. One of the things we're talking about in New York is the snow. It is snowing right now as this leaves my lips. Accumulating snow is expected to break out in areas like New York, which it is right now, and go up the 95, that 95 quarter, if you think about it. And this is the first snow for New York, the real snow. So weather advisories, winter weather advisories, have been issued into Monday morning for parts of central and upstate New York, especially more than New York City. But New York City hadn't seen snow since March 27th. So they're getting some of that snow, just getting the flakes anyway. Will it accumulate? Not like it will in you know, where you're deeper into upstate New York. We're talking about Albany, Utica, Saratoga Springs, those kinds of places. They'll see it, but Buffalo sees snow, we know. But they're not going to see quite as much in New York City, but they're going to see some of it, right? An inch or two, people listening in Connecticut, you're going to get that. I know there's people listening in other parts of the country that are like, oh, an inch or two, give me a break with those flurries. But you know, when you're a kid, the best, depending on where you grow up and how much snow affects commutes, because listen, if Minnesota people are hardy, people in Michigan are hardy, meaning they dig themselves out. And they pull other people out. They get the chains, they're pulling people out. It's hard to have schools close in those areas. So the kids have a different perspective from the kids and some parts of the Northeast where they just get a few flakes and it seems like they're calling school, right? It's not Wisconsin. It's not South Dakota. It's not Iowa. It's not places where we're figuring this out, and because they know how to deal with the snow. And they're, unless it's a blizzard, or unless it's just so incredibly deep, there's problems with something else that's going on. But if you've got massive blizzard-like conditions, then that's a whole different thing. And there are some areas that are going to see that into the West Coast. They're seeing that in the West. We've seen a bunch of it. And that's the thing. So getting pounded with a lot of snow and not being able to see, then you're not going to have school going on in those parts of the Midwest. If 37 million people are under those conditions, that's just like a little bit different, I'm going to say. It's a lot different. This is disconcerting when you get these bomb threats. Like, what is the deal now with entertainers? It's like the floodgates have opened again. So Patti LaBelle had to be rushed off stage just a few songs into her Christmas concert in Milwaukee. There's a bomb threat. There was video from this Riverside Theater on Saturday night that shows two security officers interrupting the 78-year-old when she was chatting with an audience member. They rushed her off stage shortly after someone announced that the 2,500-seat theater had to be evacuated because there was a bomb threat. So it was just two songs into her concert. Very scary. The police had the tape, they taped everything off, and they had to go and search for the bomb and all of that. They had the K-9 units that were there. No explosive devices were discovered. So there wasn't a threat in the end to the public, but they're saying they're going to reschedule with LaBelle for a future show. But that would be pretty frightening to be sitting there. You're listening to the music, and a couple songs into it, it's like, okay, now we've got to clear this theater. What's the first thing that's going through your head? What kind of threat is it? What's happening? Because you're not getting those kinds of details. You're just getting, you got to get out of here. We're evacuating. And then you find out as it unravels what was the cause of it. And, of course, there are fake bomb hoaxes and whatnot. But that's pretty sad. So some goofball does that. And all these people on a cold night that get out there to go and support her and see her, they're out, you know, they're out of luck. And then you got to see if she reschedules. When she reschedules, it's not a question of wanting to reschedule, but it's sometimes tough to do that. And especially as these singers are in advanced ages. So it was Sunday, and Sunday for many, they have a specific ritual. Maybe they go to breakfast after church. Maybe they go to church and then come home and invite people over. There's all kinds of rituals, right, when it comes to that. But Christianity in America has kind of an identity crisis, right? According to some of the info that's now been out there from Gallup, because they do this authoritative religion survey. Last year, Americans' membership in churches fell below 50% for the first time since they started doing it. And in 1937, the year Gallup started the poll, 7 out of 10 Americans attended church. So think about that. 7 out of 10, 1937. In 2020, before the pandemic, only 47% of Americans belonged to a church, a synagogue, a mosque, any of those kinds of places with different religions, obviously, but it's a downward trend since 2000. And the reason they're giving or seem to see in these surveys is that young people reject organized religion, so that is causing churches to really have kind of an identity or existential crisis, you could even say. How do you keep it up? How do you get people, younger people, to join? And you see churches that are closing from all kinds of denominations, Lutherans, Methodists, whoever. And COVID gave people an opportunity to say they weren't coming back. So to me, it's interesting. We're going to talk to more of all the different faiths. We're going to talk to someone from all the different faiths, do a little series on that, because I'm curious as to what it's like in different parts of the country and what some of the people are seeing as far as congregations are concerned. You know, maybe it's the whole idea is what other things can the church offer? Is what some say that there's things that you can do to have that sense of community. And there's just bottom line is there's traditional churches just don't resonate with some Gen Z and younger people. And it's interesting to me in breaking it down, what does resonate? What is it? What could resonate? Or how does that morph and how does that change? I have to give you a NASA follow-up. And what does that mean? Orion, the capsule, splashed down in the Pacific after the uncrewed Artemis moon voyage. We talked about that a little bit on this show. So no problems there. Boom. Sweet and smooth. And, you know, this voyage around the moon, this inaugural voyage worked. It's kind of a gumdrop-shaped capsule, and it carried a simulated crew of three mannequins that were wired with sensors. They plunked down in the ocean at about 9:40 a.m. Pacific off Mexico's Baja California area, and it was a demonstration of what the future lunar astronauts would do, how they could safely return to Earth, and that's the good news there, because it was a 25-day mission less than a week after passing about 79 miles above the moon in what they were billing as successful lunar flyby. And 2 weeks after reaching its farthest point in space, what's the farthest point in space? 270,000 miles from Earth. So it's a weird deal when you see the capsules, and you all know this. It's like that fiery plunge that takes place, and when it hits the Earth's atmosphere and it sheds and then exposes a heat shield, and how hot does that get, and what happens when it hits down? And it apparently is pretty successful. I mean, the crucial phase of that is that reentry part and what happens with the heat shield and what can it withstand and how do you protect those astronauts? Because that's the idea. You have astronauts on board, so you have to replicate that experience. And the heat shield is such a big, big part of it. A couple of great authors coming up next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Three people were killed and around a dozen others remain missing after an explosion early on Saturday morning at a block of flats on the island of Jersey off the coast of northern France. We now have, I regret to say, three fatalities, according to the chief officer of the state's Jersey police, Robin Smith. The explosion occurred early Saturday morning, and the fire has since been extinguished. Emergency services will continue to search for survivors through the night. Japan needs to increase its military spending in the face of the grim reality of the threat from China and North Korea, a senior member of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party said on Sunday during a visit to Taiwan. Although Chinese claimed and democratically governed Taiwan and Japan do not have formal diplomatic ties, they have close unofficial relations and both share concerns about China, especially its increased military activities near the both of them. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So the name of the book is Under the Boab Tree, and the author, Francesca Jordan, is with us, and her journey from what happened in South Africa to ultimately ending up in a beautiful spot in Australia, and what happened in between is absolutely inspiring and fascinating. So we're going to tell you a little bit about this book, and then I think you should go and buy it because it is a very, very good read. Francesca, thanks for joining us.
It's my delight. Thank you, Kate.
So tell me first about your childhood and what South Africa was like.
Right. So I was born at a time when the national government came in, which is the government that brought in apartheid. And it's really a land soaked in blood, and it's a lot of violence and still is, unfortunately. So my childhood, I was born into very, really unusual parents because my mother's a Jewish woman whose parents came from Lithuania, and they escaped the pogroms and anti-Semitism when Lithuania was part of Russia, and they went to South Africa. They met there and married. And then my mother, there's this, a little bit in the book, you'd have to read it to get the full story, had the love of her life, who had to leave Africa. And then 6 months later, she met my father, Charles Jordan, who turned out to be a very violent alcoholic. And he comes from the Boer, the Afrikaans Calvinistic background. His parents were farmers. So you couldn't really meet two people who were more different and from totally different political perspectives, values, religion, you name it, it was there.
Wow. And, you know, I think of the title, and I think it's important to tell people the significance of the title of the book. Why the title?
Well, as a child, you know, there was a lot of violence in the home, and I used to climb this tree in the garden to get away from the violence. And my mother and father and my sister, and they would often come out of the house and start looking for me because they wanted to know where I was. And I would just sit up in the branches, hidden amongst the branches, and I wouldn't let on where I was, and I wouldn't respond to their calls because the tree is my sanctuary. And its trees are still my sanctuary, and I called the tree in the book, Boa Boa, because but you know, they're androgynous. Actually, baobabs are androgynous. And I call him my nature mother, and particularly father. So the tree became my nature mother and father.
Wow. I mean, what a beautiful story, but you're escaping something that's happening too. And this book, really, you and I talked off the air, is in a sense too a tribute to your mother and maybe so many other women who are really heroes for so much of what they had to deal with in South Africa and survived it and thrived and worried about their children and did what they could, right?
Yes, absolutely. I to my mother as an unsung hero, because a lot of the freedom fighters and trade unions in Africa, there were men and women in the movement, but often it's the men's story that has been told. And the women's stories need to be out there. And I've written this book in honor of my mother and in honor of all women who are the ones who are the sustainers of family life.
Yeah.
You know, they as we all know, they do more than one job. They go outside and work from the home, and then they do so much in the home. They're the ones who set up the social circle, the schools, the home life, you know, for their children. So they need more acknowledgement in the world, Kate.
Yes, absolutely, Francesca. Absolutely, 100%. And you can get this book, by the way, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. So you're in South Africa, you're growing up, you're dealing with your alcoholic father and violence, and you've got this marvelous tree where you can escape to, and you're watching how your mother handles things. And then when you get older, what happens?
Well, you know, I was fortunate when I was really quite young to have a wonderful woman in my life. She was, like, in South Africa, it's often the African woman who are the carers in the home, the nannies in the home, and she was the one who gave me the love and nurturing and protection I needed in the home. And she's forever in my heart. And yeah, so that for me is actually a happy memory, is the love that I received from her.
And then when you get married and you have children, how long do you stay in South Africa, and when do you decide, okay, it's time to move, we have to make this decision?
Yeah, all right. So even before, so I got actually married in Zimbabwe, which used to be called Rhodesia. I went to university in Salisbury, which is now called Harare, and my husband's a bit of a restless soul, and he decided he wanted to leave journalism. And we went to live in a Cabinda, which is in Angola, but Cabinda's between the two Congos. It's an enclave between Congo Kinshasa and Congo Brazzaville. So we lived up in the Marambi forest, which was a fascinating life, but also quite dangerous because the Portuguese were fighting the communists. Portuguese soldiers, and I looked after two baby chimps. So there's a whole chapter on my life in Angola. And then we moved back to South Africa, and it was after the Soweto riots that my ex-husband and I thought we really didn't want to bring up children with all this violence and apartheid and the brutality. So because he was born in New Zealand, we moved back to New Zealand, where he has a large family. And then from New Zealand, we moved to Australia.
And what has life been like in Australia?
Well, I love it. I love, Australia has its problems. You know, we have First Nations people here who also weren't treated and still aren't treated right. So there's a lot still to be done in Australia. But when I came to Australia, I didn't, you know, a lot of the books and movies were banned when I left South Africa. So it was a feast for me to read and all these books that had been banned and see these movies that had been banned. It was a real, in some ways, a cultural shock, but an opening, you know, and I could expand my thinking and my exposure to so many other thoughts and values.
When people read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading your book, people listening to our conversation?
Well, I've been told that it's a book that inspires hope and is very inspirational. It's a book of how two women have overcome adversity and found stillness and love and given love and received love. So that's what I hope. And it's a cultural and scenic journey from Africa to Australia, to a forest in Australia, the Diaghilia National Park, that my house overlooks.
Oh, which is just a beautiful, beautiful area. I can certainly attest to that. When you think of South Africa now, what do you think of South Africa?
Well, I went back in 2016 to do research for my book, and I spoke to a lot of the freedom fighters and trade unionists during my mother's time and after her time. And unfortunately, when Mandela was there, it was very well, you know, he was an exceptional man who was very respectful to every culture, every race. But there's been corruption, really severe corruption now in Australia, and the violence, the crime rate is horrendous. It's a very beautiful country, Kate, and the people are very hospitable and loving. And there's a lovely chapter of when I go back in 2016 to South Africa of the people I meet, and the really very deep and meaningful and loving relationships that I have with the people that I'm while I'm there.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful story, and you tell so many, like you say, you take us on a ride through many aspects of the ups and downs of life and how you come out on the other side, and two women, as you said, in surviving, and then I think really thriving, because I think you certainly have thrived in what you've done in your life and career too as well.
Yes, yes. No, I feel I have, and I've been told that, and I was one of the pioneers in setting up the Alzheimer's Association in Queensland, which is the state I live in Australia and internationally. So I've done lots of research. I've published at least 5 research-based academic books and numerous articles. So my labor of love really has been working with people with disability, the aged, and people with mental health issues. That's been my labor of love.
Well, this book is a wonderful book, and you said going back, doing research, etc., and I think it is a book that can touch people on many, many levels, and as I mentioned before, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever great books are sold, you can get Francesca Jordan's book, and her story will absolutely inspire you. Francesca, thank you.
It's thanks to you as well, Kate. It's wonderful to be able to talk about my book and have it out in the world.
Rich Man's World. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us. His book is called Dings, his novel, and it's about this 8-year-old named Connor who has this convulsion that happens, a high fever related convulsion. And the story will just grip you from, I think, the moment that you open the book. We had a wonderful off air conversation. Lance, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you.
What was it that drove you to write this book?
Well, I've been in a private writing class in my mentor's home with a group of about 22 other people. More than half of us were in our late 70s, 80s, and 90s, creating every week, writing and coming up in the front of the class and reading what we're writing, and only our mentor would be able to critique it. So initially the class began with half of the 3 hours devoted to the great literature. So Faulkner, Dostoevsky, Chekhov, those were just names to me, and over my lifetime I really hadn't read them. And this was my opportunity to get educated. And I'd retired from my clinical neurology practice at age 58, and that was 25 years ago, and this was an opportunity to extend life learning. So after about 10 years, my mentor said, Lance, why don't you write something? So I am reading through the Los Angeles Times. That was like in 2009. There was an article by David and Susan Axelrod. Now, David was President Obama's chief advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote about their adult daughter devastated by epilepsy. So I thought, right then, there's a story, and I'll have a young kid, an eight-year-old, because my grandkids were about that age, and I'll have him failing school due to unrecognized non-convulsive epilepsy, which is common, and which can escape detection for quite a while, where kids can just blank out, and they might be slow in school. So I incorporated that into my novel, but I made my novel a woman's story. It's really primarily the mother, a strong mother, a strong woman. And I had two adult daughters and my wife, and even our cat was female. So I'm prone toward women, and this mother has to deal with the school failing her third grader. The third grader was a bright kid, so she didn't understand why there are the problems with school. And to make her even more bitter was that her husband had signed up for another tour in 2007, Iraq. So she has to go to school and deal with the teachers because the kid had he's 8 years old, and he had a high fever one night, and he had a convulsion. That really freaked out the mother. She thought he was dying. And this was at the time that the father had already come home from Iraq, but he was changed. He was drinking more. He had a shorter temper, and it was thought to be PTSD, so she was dealing with this change in her family, and now the school wanted to fail their eight-year-old. So I just brought out how strong she is, and I brought out some literary figures in that what I learned in my writing class. Fitzgerald in The Gatsby, which was a wonderful read.
Mm.
Final lines were boats against the current, brought back as ever into the past. I had the mother drive to school because with this convulsion, the ER doctor recommended that the mother tell the school about this convulsion. And he let it slip that, you know, maybe this is epilepsy. Now, the mother, hearing that, seemed to be devastated. Epilepsy, how could this be epilepsy? Now, epilepsy is defined as more than one seizure. So the doctor just said, I'm not saying it's epilepsy. And as she drove down the streets, familiar streets that she never really paid attention to, she ignored just driving to school. But now things were different. She had to deal with the school and tell them that her child had a convulsion. So the boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into she now sees and recognizes the mothers pushing their strollers and the houses, and these all register. And when she gets to the school, again, she tells the mother, the teacher, that her son had a convulsion. And the teacher just assumes, oh, I've had children with epilepsy before. Well, epilepsy is more than one seizure. So the mother and it gets so angry and says, this is not epilepsy. He only had this one convulsion. But he's not keeping up in school, and nobody knows why. They want to move him back into the second grade from the third grade. And it's because his non-convulsive blankouts are not recognized. So as a neurologist, I harvested my past experience because this is something that we see. Now, one out of every hundred people in America, in the world, has epilepsy. That's 1% of our population.
Mm.
And when the diagnosis is made, and how the diagnosis is made, only a neurologist would ask this question. Connor, have you ever imagined you smelled or tasted things that aren't really there? One of the symptoms of this kind of epilepsy, called complex partial seizures, where they blank out and don't really fall down, jerk, or shake, they hallucinate a smell of burning rubber. And when the doctor finally gets to, do you ever imagine you smell burning rubber? The kid said, that's it. I never knew what it was before. It's what I smell in my daddy's construction yard.
Wow.
And when does this occur? And as an eight, even adults have difficulty explaining what these kind of spells are. It's, they get this feeling in their core and their abdomen, and it rises up to their head, and then they sort of blank out, and they might smack their lips. And if you know what to look for, trained observers would recognize it, but most people would think, like his friends, think he's weird because he's just sort of, you know, goes out of it every now and then. So the kid says, well, it's when I have my dings. And I thought of that title immediately back in 2009 when I started writing it. Dings. Yeah, that's what an eight-year-old.
It's a great, great title, Dings. And we don't want to tell everyone everything about the book, so we're going to leave it there as they'll find out what happens. But it's great, your explanation, because you used what was around you, and that's what you do, and you learned that, I'm sure, in your writing class. What do you hope people take away from reading Dings?
Women are strong, and when they have to deal with the problem, life's problems, they rise to the occasion based on their past experiences. And she even, I was dealing with a husband that really wasn't participating when he came back from his battle experience, and drinking more and short on temper. She realized he's not going to be that much help when the kid is rebelling, having to take these medications. So I also brought in Faulkner, which I learned about in my writing class. We read so much Faulkner. And Faulkner's philosophy was that man will always rise up and live on and continue to meet life's challenges. And she took so much Faulkner, I got in my book, in her college classes, that toward the end she said, well, just like Faulkner, we must be able to live along with this, conquer this problem, and not let it defeat us. So it's a strong, strong mother.
Yes, strong females, as you talked about in the very beginning of this, bringing it full circle. The name of the book is Dings, Dr. Lance Fogan. You'll find it under Lance Fogan. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those great spots. Continued success with your writing. Keep writing, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.